Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District.
Good morning. This is Jillian Morrissey, the Public Information Officer with the Mat-Su Borough School District. And it is the beginning of spring, which is an exciting time in the school district. We are in our fourth quarter right now, looking towards the end of the school year. So I have a very special guest in the studio with me this morning. I have Chaya Greenberg in the studio here with me this morning. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And Chaya's in here this morning, and we are going to talk about Education and Sharing Day. So this is a special day that is that we are celebrating here in Alaska. And I was hoping that you could share a little bit about what is Education and Sharing Day.
Yeah, well, for sure. So Education Day was originally founded and began with U.S. Congress 40 years ago, and they signed a resolution that was then proclaimed annually by the sitting president. And Education and Sharing Day recognizes the importance of education in raising our net future for our country. And this day recognizes Rabbi Menachem Schneerson, the Rebbe, for his incredible vision and championship of ethical and moral education for our children, and the importance that giving our children values place it has on creating a future for our country and creating a peaceful and thriving society.
That's exciting. I mean, well, that is something. So for those of us that are in K-12 education, I mean, mm-hmm. We get really excited about that. We really believe, like, in the Mat-Su Borough School District, our mission is to prepare all students for success. And we look at that in a really holistic way. There's the literacy, the math, but we also recognize that, you know, there's the part of the whole child.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about how is Education and Sharing Day being celebrated this year?
So, for starters, like you said, the district believes in this holistic approach towards education, which is already such an incredible step and such an incredible part of raising our children to feel a sense of community and feel an attitude of gratitude and to live with this civil responsibilities as well, and that of course will lead them for a successful life. But on the Education Day, what we want to do is we want to highlight this exact message that the district is working so hard to bring to our children. And so we, the mayor of the Mat-Su district, Mayor Halter, signed a mayoral proclamation, and the other communities, the Wasilla mayor, the Palmer mayor, both signed the same similar proclamations. Anchorage is celebrating as well. Today, the Senate will be signing a resolution up in Juneau with the same message of taking the day, Education Day, and focusing on really infusing these values into our children's lives.
That's so exciting. So, let's see. So I believe that is the actual day. Is that next week?
It is.
Okay.
The actual day for Education and Sharing Day is next Tuesday, March 27th. And the reason for that is because we are waiting for the Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Schneerson's birthday. And we follow his Hebrew birthday, which means every year Education Day will be in the early spring, but a little bit different day. So last year was April 7th, but this year it's March 27th. And it's going to be a great day. And I encourage everyone to do something to celebrate that day.
What are some of the things that Education Sharing Day is supposed to help us celebrate? How can parents and families recognize this day?
So that's actually an excellent question, because, you know, proclamation is wonderful and it helps highlight the importance of this day, but it's incumbent upon every one of us to actually do something to make mm-hmm. that day meaningful and count. So I actually have a few ideas, but the possibilities are endless, so I'll share one or two.
That would be great.
So the first one is mainly for parents. This is an excellent opportunity to jumpstart a conversation at your dinner table with your children. Talk about what's important to you. Start talking about what are our family values, what's important to us as a family, and how do we continue to make choices that prioritize those values. So maybe you can, at the dinner table, we can talk about choosing three things that we're grateful for today, or one act of kindness that they did today at school, and talking with our children and really making this a conversation that we have, a discussion, an ongoing conversation and topic in our home is how are we continuing to grow as human beings and becoming a better person inside? How are we nurturing our heart and our spirits at the same time that we're also nurturing our academia and other, I'm sorry, I'm using the wrong word here, and our intellectual pursuits at the same time mm-hmm. to also create this conversation instead of just when we talk about our children's day, asking them about their homework, but to also ask them, so what was one kind thing you did today? You know, maybe we can encourage our children to reach out to the child in the class who maybe doesn't have so many friends, or to offer to share their snack, or to lend a pencil to a child who needs it. Little acts of kindness or some little things that your child can do to incorporate those values that you want them to grow up with. Find ways to create that conversation with mm-hmm. them so that they can actually then practice it and receive that kind of feedback from you, that you acknowledge it and are proud of them for that kind of behavior. That was the first one.
This is Jillian Morrissey. I'm the public information officer for the Mat-Su Borough School District, and I'm here in the studio with Chaya Greenberg, and we're talking about March 27th is Education and Sharing Day, and there's been several proclamations from Mayor Vern Halter, and also just other elected officials throughout the state. So we're just talking a little bit about Education and Sharing Day and what we can do to celebrate. So I wanted to keep going with this because mm-hmm. I've had a lot of our employees here in the studio that have talked about some of our district curriculum that we have that mm-hmm. really support what Education and Sharing Day are about. We have Capturing Kids' Hearts, and we have Positive Action, and our district really looks at anti-bullying mm-hmm. And bullying prevention strategies and kindness. So one of the things that we have back in January, there's a group that has the Great Kindness Challenge, and we have many of our schools who take on, it's like a checklist, and it's right. just a reminder of the kindness that we can offer our fellow peers and our friends, and even our families, our parents, and things like that. So let's go back to talking a little bit more about what are some of the other ways that families can celebrate
Education
this day.
Yes. So I also firstly want to say that we're so lucky that we're a part of a community that cares about our raising our values, and that our school district puts so much energy and time into really creating and finding the right curriculums and programs to incorporate mm-hmm. into our school district. Another thing that I really want to mention is perhaps now is a good day for you to sit down with your child and let them write a letter, a thank you letter, to the people who've impacted their life. Maybe it's a teacher or a coach or someone who made a real difference in their life. And let them practice behaving with an attitude of gratitude by showing that gratitude. Maybe they can write a letter to someone who made an important difference in their life. And then on the day of, just anything you're doing can be infused with this feeling. So maybe if you're shopping for groceries with your kids, you can pick up a few extra cans and stop at a food pantry. Or if, you know, there's someone who needs a shoulder to lean on, that you can be there and take the few minutes of your day. The more we show our children that we prioritize our values over our personal gain, the more our children can pick that up and really make it a part of who they are. Children are extremely instinctive, and they can perceptive, and they mm-hmm. recognize when our values are important to us, and they recognize which values are important to us our personal gain or our community or our family or kindness or integrity, what's more important to us. And it's about making intentional choices to our children that so that they can see that this is perceived from us, that this is what's important to us, so that later on and down the road, when they think about, you know, education or giving, they're not thinking that once last year we went and we volunteered at a shelter, which is beautiful and so important, but that every minute of my parents' life or the people I looked up to, their life was filled with finding opportunities to prioritize these values and to make choices that these values of these important values that they held important to them, whether it was being honest or truthful, or maybe it was being kind or feeling grateful and appreciative for all the good things that they have in their life.
That is exactly. I mean, one of the things that we always hope at the school district is the curriculum that we have spreads out beyond in back home and then back and forth. And then the positive things that students have at home, they bring those to school, and that it's just that constant sharing of positive values and positively engaging with students. When we were just talking outside the studio here before, you were telling me a little bit about something that you just read. It was some research that you've been looking at, and I didn't want you to feel like you needed to quote any of the research, but I just wanted to share some of the anecdotal stuff that you were sharing with me outside. Yeah.
Would you like me to?
Yeah, please do.
Sure. So as part of our research for Education Day, read a recent study, not so recent, where surveyors asked children, you know, what's important to your parents? Is it important for you, to your parents, that you have financial success, that you have academic success, maybe it's fame, or would it be to be a good person? And children were likely to say that their parents want them to have financial or academic success. And when the researchers surveyed parents with the exact same question, what is important for your child? What's the one message you want your child to know from you? And with the same four choices, academic success, financial success, fame, or to be a good person, parents were 75% more likely to say that they wanted their child to be a good person than to be have a financially successful career or achieve fame or be an academic with incredible published works. And so obviously what we want for our children is for them to be good people. Mm-hmm. And we have to start a discussion of what are we doing to make sure that our children are actually internalizing that message, and what words are we using when we describe our financial successes or failures? What words are we using to describe our personal acts of kindness? Mm-hmm. How are our choices affecting how they perceive our values?
I think that is so interesting, that disconnect that you were talking about, because even one of the things with the school district, we have to, you know, we have a lot of work to get our students across the finish line. If for some that's graduating with a diploma, and others success is going to look a little bit different. But sometimes that message can get confused when we're saying study hard and work really hard so that you can, you know,
right,
move on and be successful in life, making sure that the message is clear that it's not just the work. It's not just
the ethics. Yeah. It's about putting in effort, and it's about trying something that even if it's difficult for you, mm-hmm. it's about recognizing that things that are difficult come with a tremendous amount of reward after. It's about recognizing that our efforts, the process is what's important, because it teaches us to work on ourselves, and it teaches us to face our challenges head on. And that's what the message is like you're saying, you know, success for every child. We need to focus on the fact that the success is in the process of getting to that finish line.
That's great. So March 20, it's Tuesday, I believe, yes. Next week. So Tuesday, March 27th is a special day here. So let's, what else am I missing about this day, and what should our families and our listeners know about how to celebrate this special day? And
so the one thing I really want to say is that although it's one day that we're celebrating mm-hmm. Education and Cheering Day, the message of this day is something that we need to live our lives with. Especially when we're around the future generation, that this is our future, and it's in our hands. Our children, what we give our children today is going to affect our society and the world and our entire environment in the future. And it's an everyday goal. It's not something that only on Education Day on March 27th that we take a moment to show gratitude to the people who've impacted our lives, or to find an opportunity to be kind, or to have a conversation with our children. This is something that we need to be constantly working on and constantly behaving in that manner, that mm-hmm. working towards that goal. We have to constantly be thinking about how are my choices and my thought processes, and how is my language to my children, even just in relation to things that affect my life, not necessarily theirs. How are they picking up what I'm saying? What kind of difference is it making in their life? What is the subliminal message to every single thing I do and everything that comes out of my mouth, and how is that affecting my child?
I love that. I mean, one of the things that we know is, you know, we are always as adults modeling the way for our for our kids. They
yes.
watch everything that we're doing. So it's not enough to say don't text and drive. We can't text and drive.
Exactly.
It's not enough to say you have to be nice to people. You have to let people move in front of you in line if they're in a hurry, or what, just simple acts of remembering that they're always watching us.
And exactly. And I think that is the real message of Education and Sharing Day, that as parents and as educators and as adults with so many youth looking up to us and watching to see, so how do you behave in an adult society mm-hmm. that our behaviors mimic what we hope our children will grow up to be?
That's great. Well, Chaya, is there anything that I missed about that you wanted to share about Education and Sharing Day?
I just want to say, firstly, thank you so much for having me here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really grateful for the opportunity. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Everyone can get involved in some way, on some level. Parents, you have an opportunity to volunteer in your schools. Take that opportunity. I'm sure that there's plenty of ways that your children's teachers will be appreciative of that. Be an involved part of your child's education, and the reward will speak for itself. And your child will thank you for that.
Well, that is a great message. So thank you so much for coming in the studio today and taking time to talk about Education and Sharing Day. And we will definitely have a Facebook posting up on our MSBSD Facebook page celebrating March 27th at Education and Sharing Day. So thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much.
This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.